Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Tigers teeing off today. Y'all excited? Yeah, you're excited. I know you are. What about that? What about Tiger?
Better than Tiger not teeing off.
It's always better when Tiger tees off at the Memorial. So here we go. What a show. I'm excited. All right, winners and losers from yesterday, okay, and this morning. So Dak Prescott, I guess, you know, he lost, I guess. He's going to get 31 this year, probably get 39 next year. I guess. I don't know. Cowboys were losers in this deal. I don't know. But I do know this. Lance was a winner this morning, and Dell was a loser.
Yep. Yep.
Am I right?
Yeah. He doesn't want to address it. It's the elephant in the room. But there's a parking spot that he loves.
He loves this. He loves his parking spot.
It's considered the premier parking spot at the radio station.
Well, for a second floor.
And as I pulled up, I'm like, so I hit the gas to get there as fast as I could to that spot. And I pulled in, and right as I pulled in and turned the car off, here comes Dell's car. But it's not Dell's car. It's a trick car.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a...
It's his tricks car?
No. It's a loaner car. It's not, not a tricks car.
Oh.
It's a loaner car, I believe. And he pulls up and around, at like, he pulls up, and I can see he's getting ready to dip into the spot, and he sees me. He's like, and then he tries to pretend like he doesn't see me.
And he,
and
just
he keeps going to a different spot. And I was waiting to dab, and then he was stayed in his car.
If you would have gotten dabbed on on top of everything.
He stayed in his car so he didn't get dabbed on.
If you would have gotten dabbed on top of it, on top of everything, Dell.
It was a blessing.
It would have been, oh, what a day. What a glorious, glorious day.
It was a blessing, so he's sour.
Do you feel like you're Lance's biznotch?
No.
I mean, honestly, he keeps beating you. Over and over and over again.
Do you feel like you have little going on in your life that this thing that you've latched on to that I don't care about is something that you want to drill home?
I think
you how much do you have going on in your life that the fake parking race that you think is going on?
It goes to the Super Bowl, then the World Series.
That's not going on in your life,
then the World Series, and then this. And then Lance taking that parking spot. Bowl, as far as greatest accomplishments.
The Super Bowl isn't going
MVP,
on.
Super Bowl MVP.
He said, what's going on in your life right now? What is going on in your life right now?
Poker and golf, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was going on in your life in last, let's just call it February, before the pandemic?
Poker and golf.
Yeah. Not a lot's changed.
No.
Maybe you're going to change your...
So this is... I need little victories like this.
Are you a traveler, what we call a traveler? We used to call them gypsies. But I guess the politically correct term for the gypsy now is the traveler.
Mm.
That's what they...
Nomad? Can we call them nomad?
Can be a nomad. Nomad, gypsy, traveler. Is that what you are now? Vagabond? Because you are potentially going to live in your third place in like the last year or whatever.
Yeah.
It feels like you might be a bit of a traveler. Is this...
This is it. This is
it. Do you have a caravan? Is there a caravan situation going on?
We'll see. There's a lot of stuff to get done. But, yeah, we'll see.
Moving pieces?
Moving pieces on this whole thing. But, yeah, I mean, well.
Do you like moving that much? Moving's not usually a great thing.
It's the worst.
You're doing a lot of moving.
The worst thing ever, especially with my wife with all the stuff, the knickknacks and So, but that's happening in my life. But this is the last move ever. I told her, this is it. That's it.
Really? It is?
Ever. This last has got to be a house for the grandkids. And yes, this is it. And when we get some, I don't know when, but this is where we're going to be.
What if somebody from
Mickey Nona and Papa are going to be?
Hey, get to
get to L.A. We've got some poo in the streets for you and a tax rate that's insane.
Then I'll say, go ahead. I'll be here.
And the best thing is you're not that far from where you live now.
Right. Right. No, no, no. It's close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, and it's close to here. It's awesome. It's awesome. I'm fine with that. But no, that's
your last ever, huh?
This is
you seem sure about that.
Yeah, I'm very sure about that. I'm very sure about that. Because I've asked her 7 times, are you sure? That's it? That's it. You're sure? Because we're sure. Yes.
What makes this one more certain than...
Well, the other ones have been all renting anyway. We knew. I knew that they weren't. I thought we'd stay here a couple years, though, but we're not. But you know, we weren't going to rent forever. No. So
now, what do you live in New York? No, you're not going to rent forever.
Right.
My person I know who rents that long is like Charlie.
I really enjoy
it. If they can't, you know, some people will rent because it makes the most sense for them.
Well, they did for us, too. It made a lot of sense for us. And actually, we made money. We made money on that house. And now we're getting a house that is a great deal. Right now is a good time to buy a house. I don't know if you heard. But
is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not buying.
Yeah. No. But yeah, and interest rates and everything else. So this is, it all worked out fine. However, the moving thing is just sucks. Good Lord, I hate it. It's the worst thing ever. I mean, my back hurt from the last move for about 3 months. 3 months. But then I got my CBD oil and I was fine. Thank you. Good night. Plus, I did some stretching over at Stretch Zone.
I
drank some Coors Lights.
Yeah, it fixed everything. Yeah, it sounds like a regular day for you.
Well, right. And then I played some golf, and I was fine. I was fine.
Yeah.
So it's all good. 713-780-3776. So Dak. So here's a story. Bill Barnwell. I like Bill Barnwell. I think he's pretty thorough. I think he's in the know, and he does a lot of good homework, and he just seems to be in the know. Here's his. Here's what he said about the Dak deal. He says the losers are us. You know, I guess it might be Super Bowl. You think it's Super Bowl or bust with Dak? I don't. If Dak gets to the playoffs and they lose a second round game,
wait. The losers are us.
We lose because Dak doesn't have a deal. I don't know why we lose, but okay.
What?
I don't know.
Why do people pick up the mantle for... I said it yesterday. Mm. I don't understand this new picking up the mantle for contract negotiations for people.
Mm.
What is...
Yeah.
And if you're in the family or in the circle and you're going to get a taste, totally understand that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you're in the direct line of some cash coming your way, absolutely. If you're not, how is this... Man, we are all. This is a worse place today because Dak's on a franchise contract.
Yeah.
He's
only going to get 31.2 or whatever.
I got it. My wife's uncle's in a hospital with COVID on a ventilator, and I got to worry about Dak. Man, that's bad. But boy, Dak being on a franchise tag,
one quarterback franchise tag,
getting $31 million.
That's
going to
be tough.
This is really going to be a struggle. We're all the losers now.
I don't know how
we're the losers now.
Well. We got to get through COVID. Dell's got to get through losing another parking space, and now we got to deal with Dak making only $31 million this year.
Can 2020 get worse?
So
thanks 2020. So, Dak only gets 31 in a franchise. What do I care about the franchise tag unless I'm a Cowboys fan and I am upset about I'm worried about losing him short term. If you're a Cowboys fan, it's your business.
Yeah.
I think anything that goes on is your business if you're a Cowboy fan. If you're somebody who is in Dak's circle who benefits from sweet, you know, nights out at the club and you're in his crew, that's
riding around with little baby in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I don't know that little baby's in every Lamborghini.
I don't know.
In a Lamborghini with every athlete.
Well, could be.
If you're going to one of his pandemic birthday parties, maybe that's your concern. Maybe.
Well, that maybe would be a concern.
Well, it's not your concern for this year. You still have $31 million to play around with.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and maybe
true.
We're all losers because we don't get to discuss the Dak contract. Is that what he means?
I don't know because Dak won't be with the Cowboys long. Now he's not going to be long term with the Cowboys unless he wins an MVP or the Super Bowl. What?
Well, so what he's saying is but this to me is really an interesting case where. So with Kirk Cousins, you could see like, man, are we really going? Where Washington says, are we really going all in with Kirk Cousins? Let's just do the 1 year deal, the 1 year deal. But with Dak, there has been a belief because Dak, well, like Kirk Cousins, actually they're very similar. Dak was picked in the fourth round.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins, I think was third or was he fourth?
Fourth round.
Yeah, in the same draft.
Yeah.
As RG3.
Right. First and fourth.
And they outplayed their draft slot. They ended up being much better. Their stats are good. Not great, but good. But good stats. Right. Worthy of getting paid a certain amount of money. But neither team, it appears as though, like Washington with Kirk Cousins, Dallas with Dak is saying, you know what? We're just not sure that Dak is the guy that is substantially better than, like, we just, I think what it boils down to is they know how much money they have to pay to a lot of other players. And I just don't know that they think Dak is the guy that is going to, you know, be the top sled dog to pull this Iditarod into the championship. And truth be told, there's very few quarterbacks who are.
Well, is that the case with Cousins? Man, I'm getting on board with Cousins because he's going to pull us into the Super Bowl.
Well, that's why Washington didn't do it. That's why Washington had two franchise tags and then said, you got to go. And then Minnesota bit on that cheese, and where are they now? I mean, you know, he's a good quarterback. I compare him to a Matt Schaub with more poise.
Well, Mike Tannenbaum was on, and I don't listen to Mike Tannenbaum too much, but he was on. He was saying, oh, go ask the Jaguars, go ask the Redskins if they regret losing because, okay, Dak, maybe Dak won't get you to the Super Bowl, but you could also win five games next year. Well, okay.
Well, there is something to be said for...
No, look, there's something to be said for being okay or good, and there's also something to be said for it ain't good enough unless we win the Super Bowl.
We're building a championship. But with Dak, I would say Dak has very high football character. Like, there's a lot of things I really like about Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I think he's just a pretty good quarterback, but I think he is an excellent leader. He's got some qualities to him that reminds me a little bit of Donovan McNabb. Of course, we kind of found out McNabb had some a little bit of phony to him, too, behind the scenes, with some of his teammates would say that. I do not think that's the case with Dak. Yeah. But I think Dak is a really...
That was T.O. saying that. I can't trust him.
Well, but there was more. I know from talking to a friend who had one of his clients in the room. Well, Jeremiah Trotter was kind of anti... he was on the anti-McNabb side. Like, that is true what you said. Owens kind of split that room up, which was a problem. Whose side are you on? Are you on T.O.'s side? And like, dude, that's your number one wide receiver. It's never good to have. Are you on Terrell Owens' side? Or are you on the quarterback side? Which is why you can't have cancers in the locker room. But with Dak, I think, you know, with Dallas, it is, if you're not sure, then pay for that super expensive one-year rental. Go the Granato route. They got a little penthouse with Dak. And they're like, well, let's just see what this is like. Let's see how this is like. And if not, let's move into a different house.
Well, that you know what? They may be moving into a different house, and it might be the best thing. We'll see.
An option to buy. That's what they're on right now. Once that option's done, you either pay that balloon payment to Dak at the end of that lease. Like, whoo, this balloon payment's really high. Yeah. Well, it is for Dak, too.
Well, here's the deal, too, is, you know, it was funny. Derrick Henry signed, and he signed for $50 million. He got $25 guaranteed, which would have been a few million more or right in the neighborhood if he had gotten franchised twice. So he got guaranteed money that was going to be just above the franchise of what he was going to have. He had $10 million this year, and he was probably going to have about $12, $13 million next year. So he got a couple million more in guaranteed money, so he did the deal. And $12.5 million a year for a running back nowadays is pretty good. Well, Dak is going to be $70 million in guarantees over the next 2 years with franchise. So he's going to have to find – that's going to be a big, big number that they're going to have to guarantee. And this is a big year for him. But I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust or MVP or bust.
No, I just think they have to feel like – yeah, I think Dallas has to feel like you win because of Dak, not with Dak.
They do, though. I think we're underestimating – Dak is a good quarterback.
He is a good quarterback. But does he cause you to win? Like, does Dak pull you from the grips of loss? I don't see it at the end of the season.
No.
They had a chance to, like, how did that happen where Philadelphia made the playoffs? I mean, Dallas just.
They did. Like,
yeah, they look like. Well,
they'll blame Jason Garrett for that.
Yeah.
And they did. It was a problem.
Yep. All right, 714 ESPN 97.5. Bill Barmer also put how Deshaun is the loser in this. And we'll talk about that on the other side here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, we got John Clay Wolf. Speaking of Dallas, so is everybody up there pissed that, Dak didn't get a long-term deal done?
I just don't think anybody really cares. Yeah. I think Andy Dalton wound up playing anyway.
Wow. That's
doom and gloom. Is that a 180 opinion?
That is doom and gloom right there. You're not a Dak guy.
No, he's fine. But, you know, like I was playing my kid in Tecmo Bowl. Not Tecmo Bowl, but Madden last night. And I was just, you know, beating the hell out of him like you're supposed to do your kids. And then he said one thing because he was the Cowboys. He said, this is why everybody hates Dak. And he said, let me show you something. And we switched. And he was the Ravens and I was the Cowboys. And he was the great quarterback on the Ravens and he started beating the hell out of me. He made his point very clear. Dak's not as good of a quarterback as some of the others.
No, no, he's not. Well, no, but he's still going to get 36, 37, 38 million. That's what the going rate is for a decent quarterback these days. And what's the decent rate? What's selling hot right now? Give me the VIN.com.
Sports cars and diesel trucks. Trucks as a whole are overselling. So when I say that, guys, that means that I can overbuy them. We're paying more for trucks. We're paying more for sports cars. Bread and butter, I see, are slipping a little bit. Normal stuff. Obviously most people listening to us right now are out on the highway. Look around you. Is the traffic as heavy as it was a week ago? And the answer is no. At least up here it's not, and I'm sure it's the same all over the country. So the fear's setting back in. Yep. The corona blues and the market's car market's going to come down a little bit. But I can say that it may come down a lot. So if you want to sell something, you might as well get on it right now. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and take my money while it's hot, because we are paying a lot right now. And I think we'll be continuing to do so for a couple of weeks. Then I see the market. I think it's going to slide back down.
That's John Clay Wolf saying, do it now. Do it now! GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
719 ESPN 97.5. When last we left you, we were talking about Dak Prescott and not having a deal. And Bill Barnwell did the winners and losers, and he says Deshaun Watson is a loser. In that,
wow.
Well,
it's a harsh.
No, in that, Dak didn't come to a deal.
Oh, okay.
He says Watson doing just fine, but the smartest thing for him this offseason was to wait for Prescott and Pat Mahomes to sign extensions. The nature of the 12-year contract inked it makes it impossible, difficult, comparable for Watson, who reportedly wants to sign a short extension with the Texans as opposed to a long deal like Mahomes signed. So he says he's going to get more like in the neighborhood of Dak, but now he's got to wait on Dak. Carson Wentz signed a four-year, $128 million extension with the Eagles, and 3 months later, Jared Goff signed a four-year extension with $134 million. And if it would have been reversed, then the other would have happened, right? So, with no Prescott contract, Watson will be negotiating off of those Goff and Wentz deals for the extension. After adjusting to cap inflation, Goff's deal comes in at 4 years, $141 million, which is 35.3. Prescott's contract likely would have been $36 million per season, which would have gotten Watson $37.5 million. In his time as Houston's general manager, Bill O'Brien has focused more on signing the players he wants to keep around than getting the best possible price for those guys. So Watson might end up earning that much anyway, but this probably cost Watson a few million dollars. I would wholeheartedly disagree. It doesn't matter what Dak Prescott got.
The market's irrelevant.
The market is irrelevant. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter what Dak Prescott got. Deshaun is getting paid by Bill O'Brien.
Let me ask you a question, the both of you. If Deshaun didn't have his Clemson career, that luster that came with his start of his Houston Texan career, would you believe that he deserves what he's going
to
get from
That's
the Texans?
That's a really interesting. The first thing we have to do is we have to put a disclaimer that this is partly a little bit of ACC hate. You have to get that.
That's not true. I actually like Clemson because they did throw in Florida State. Miami's been bad enough that they weren't even really competing. Because you said about Dak that you saw at the end of the year he couldn't get it done. Now, Deshaun has made the playoffs two out of 3 years. Who knows what would have happened if he would have stayed healthy his rookie season. But in 12 playoff quarters, he's been good for about three quarters.
Yeah, I think your question is a very fair question because I do think that Deshaun Watson has the benefit because it comes up. I say it, you say it, John. Every time you talk about Deshaun Watson, everyone says he's the guy who put up 400 total yards in back-to-back years on the Alabama defense. He's won a national championship. It always comes up about what he did in college. Always comes up about what he did in college. I don't think there's any question that some of his college exploits, specifically what winning a national championship and then what he did against Alabama's defense 2 years in a row, there's no doubt to me that that is a benefit for how people view him. Because last year, I make a point of when I see something really good or really bad, I make a point to remind myself, remember this feeling and don't get swayed by game to game to game to game. Remember the body of work. And I thought the body of work was above average for Deshaun, but I didn't think it was off the charts. Like, great quarterbacks don't have the stinkers that he had against Baltimore, against Jacksonville, against Carolina. You just don't have stinkers like that. And now I still think he's better than Dak Prescott. I don't think there's any. I think he makes more plays than Dak Prescott. But Dak Prescott is also more of a mobile. To me, he's more of a mobile game manager, where Deshaun is a playmaker who is trying to eliminate some of the negative plays. I think they're different types of quarterbacks.
So Deshaun apparently felt like the Madden 21 rating was a joke. He came in at eighth overall. Goes Mahomes with a 99, Russell Wilson with a 97, Lamar Jackson 94, Drew Brees 93, Brady 90, Rodgers 89, Matt Ryan 87, and Deshaun 86. So
players get really serious about the Madden.
And then there was the website, I don't know what it is. What's it called? Oh, a fan-sided that just talked about what the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson's Madden 21 rating is a joke. I don't know that it's so inaccurate if you want to know the
truth. Not relative to the other ones.
Not relative to the other guys.
I would have thought
Brady should be after Brady last year, but he's Tom Brady. Good Lord. And now with weapons, we'll see. And now with a better offensive mind, we'll see.
I would have made him probably an 88 or 89 would feel maybe a little closer. But
yeah.
I don't play Madden as much. You know, I pitched them to do their rookie ratings. They reached out after I made a comment on Twitter about, you got to let me do the rookie ratings. I take all the heat anyway for rookie. And they reached out, and I was hoping I made a proposal. And I thought I was going to get to do it, and then it kind of disappeared. I don't know what happened to it, but those players, the ratings adjuster, I know one of the ratings adjusters, he was at the Senior Bowl. And when the players find out who he is, like, and when fans find out who it is, they get really excited to talk to this guy. What about what happens on midseason ratings? What do you do to change it? Is it all based on stats? Like, this guy is inundated. But he better get it in right now while he can with players who are not mad at him yet. Because once it gets to the regular season, some players actually really like the Madden adjuster. I don't know if – I only know one of them. His name, Andrew Smith or something like that. There's actually a few, like two or three, I think. But when they show up at camps in the NFL – they're like swarmed by the players, and some good,
and some
not good,
not so good. And Deshaun feels like it's bad. But if you want to know the truth, I don't listen. Every one of these guys is an MVP ahead of him. Every one of them. And so and Deshaun is the leader of the pack of the non MVPs. Ryan's got an MVP. Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Jackson, Wilson, Mahomes. They're all MVPs. They're all in this, at least in the Super Bowl. Well, except Lamar Jackson. And and he's the only one, but he just won last year's MVP. You're not putting Deshaun ahead of Lamar Jackson. There's nothing wrong. Now, if you were drafting all of these guys, Deshaun would be the fourth guy drafted, because you're not drafting Brady, you're not drafting Breeze, you're not drafting Rodgers ahead of him, and I don't think Matt Ryan either. But where he's at for one season, this season, is pretty accurate. I do think that we might have a little bit. Do we give Deshaun too much credit? When you're right, Del, he didn't play well for three quarters against Buffalo. He didn't play well for four quarters against the Colts.
They shouldn't have beat Buffalo.
No,
they really shouldn't have beat Buffalo.
No,
they shouldn't have beat the Raiders. He didn't play great, if I remember correctly, against the Raiders either. Who the Raiders should have beat the Texans, but then they got a holding penalty on a big run. In the regular season?
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm talking about playoff. I'm talking about playoffs. Yeah,
you're just going pure playoffs.
Just pure playoffs. Yeah. The Colts, he played poorly.
Yeah.
He played poorly for three quarters against Buffalo. And then, you know, they played, but he played well for a quarter against Kansas City.
Give him a quarter and a half.
Yeah. That's about it.
So that's why, as much as I love when they made the pick, because it meant something different for the Texans, and I love them at Clemson. When his contract comes up, I wonder, I know he's got a lot of pub and people, even people outside of Houston, love Deshaun Watson, so they're going to be arguing for him to make maybe not Mahomes' money, but right under. But if you're the Texans, who, if you're actually having a real negotiation as opposed to being bent over a barrel, you might say to yourself, bro, yeah, the three playoff games, you were below average, if we're being kind. So how much – you haven't proved to, you know, us that you are a legit elite quarterback. So why are you asking for this type of money? But it ain't going to go that way.
No.
We know how it's going to go.
No, we know what's going to happen is Bill's got to cave. Because Bill, without Deshaun Watson, there's no need for him here.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson really – Deshaun Watson has saved his ass on a few occasions. I mean, you can say that about Dabo. Deshaun is a playmaker.
Yeah.
But – I do think if Deshaun were a stock, he is a stock right now that is overvalued. Like, I don't want to say he's a bubble stock, but he's a little overvalued as a stock. He's trading at a very high price, despite the fact that if you really get into the actual, if you really get into the technical aspects of what that stock should be trading at, it would probably be lower based on what Dell has talked about, based on the inconsistencies, the volatility of the stock, and based on the inconsistency of performance in the playoffs in this particular
Let's hope he's not Enron stock.
No, he's not. No, I just think all I'm trying to say is he's probably a little. I think I'm just saying what Dell's saying is he's a good quarterback, but he's maybe a little more like the idea that this rating by Madden is this is madness. Like, is it madness?
No, it's not really.
Good quarterback. Is it madness? He's mentioned in good quarterback company.
Yeah, with MVPs. Yeah. All of them. MVPs.
All of them MVPs.
Okay, speaking of MVP, the MVP of the car world right now, it's Chastain. Listen, it's so much COVID out there and everything else, and if you want to shop at home, you can. You can actually go on ChastainFord.com, and customize your own payments. You can get the value for your trade in. You can get pre-approved. You can schedule a test drive at home. Yes, that's right. They will bring the car to you. They will do a video while I want to see that car. Okay, we'll do a video walk around of the dealership, and you can see the different cars and see everything that's in there. And you can't touch and feel them, but you can when they bring them to you. And, oh, by the way, if you need work done on your car, that's what Chastain Ford does. They'll pick it up, they'll fix it, they'll sanitize it, and they'll bring it back. Right now, 0% for 72 months on most 2019 and 20 SUVs and 2020 F-150s. And in 84 months, 7 years, 0% financing on all 2019 F-150s. It's ridiculous out there. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. There's one place to go. No pressure. You join the family. You will love being part of the Chastain family on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastainFord.com.
Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 733. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, the number. It's been mostly Deshaun and Dak talk so far in the show. If you want to change it up, yeah, it's all you got to do. Okay. The Cowboys caught it from Dak's brother. There's a reason I was never a Dallas Cowboys fan growing up or before they drafted Dak. After today, who knows how much longer I'll be cheering for them. Tad Prescott.
So they've got brothers named Tad and Rain. That's his first name. Tad and Rain is what they went with?
Tad and Rain.
His name is Rain Dakota Dak Prescott. Tad and Rain. It's an interesting choice.
Dakota?
Well, Dakota's his middle name. So he goes with Dak because you want to be called Rain Prescott?
Tad and Rain.
Those are the two first names, apparently.
It was a slight drizzle that day.
I don't know. But they made some interesting choices. A Tad of Rain. They're not twins. A Tad of Rain.
Why would you not go with Rain Prescott?
That's the same reason Drake doesn't go with Aubrey. Same reason.
What's the matter with Rain Prescott?
Ask the guy who goes with Dak instead of Rain. Why he doesn't go with his first name.
Would you go with, if you were Rain Dakota Prescott, would you go with Dak? Or would you go, Rain is a cool name. Rain Prescott?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Dak.
I like Rain. I'm going to name my next kid Rain.
Go ahead.
Did you tell Wendy? Does Wendy know about this?
No, but Rain Granato?
No, does she know about the kid thing?
Oh, no. No. I don't think she'll be done with that.
Your surrogate.
Oh, adopt. You can take one of Lance's kids and change their names.
Yep. I got to choose.
You think Snacks wants to be called Rain? Roman Reigns?
He tried to rebrand a Cobra, and it didn't take. He likes Roman Reigns. He's
a
wrestling fanatic now. He knows more wrestling history than most humans do. It's because he's been on YouTube, I don't know, probably 90 hours of watching wrestling videos and... If you ask him a question like, when did the NWO start? It started with Kevin Nash and Kevin Hall or whatever. Greg Nash, Kevin Hall, whatever their names were. Big Sexy. And then Hulk Hogan joined the next year or whatever. And it was 1995 when it started. Like, how do you know all these?
Why do you know that? That's
all.
Why? That's the encyclopedia of useless information.
He just made a sock puppet for Mick Foley, his Mick Foley action figure. He made his own sock. He used tape to make a sock on his hand for Mr. Socko. I'm like, how do you even know about any of these people? They don't wrestle. He knows, he goes all the way back into the 80s. He did the same thing with basketball, though. So basketball, he learned all the history. He sits on YouTube. I will say, the kids get schooled up on YouTube, but the problem is they watch videos that are put together by YouTube personalities, whether it's a wrestling or there's a guy named Mike Korzymba, I think his name is, who does basketball videos. So all my kids would watch his videos. So, but they're also being taught through the lens of however Mike Korzymba sees these players. So, and he's actually not a bad guy, but however he views these players and whatever theme he's putting together for this YouTube video is now what my kids believe is the honest gospel truth. That it's just, this is how good this player was, or this player was definitely better than this player because Mike Korzymba told them, and that's their history. So now I got to fight against, you know, somebody else indoctrinating my kids into saying whatever the case is with which basketball player is better than the other one. I have to be very leery and guarded about if they're going to try to say somebody's better than Jordan. Are they going to try to be? I'm sorry. What are you watching? Does he believe LeBron is better than Jordan?
Where is he on LeBron versus Jordan?
Where is he on LeBron Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's
no. Unsubscribe to his videos right now.
Do you guys believe? Did you guys see Austin Rivers' video?
I didn't see it, but I saw the story.
Yeah. I saw it. He's, well, you can play it too. He's a non LeBron is in the bubble believer. He ain't living like we are. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Did you see,
he ain't living like this.
Did you see Dame Lillard's place? Because apparently, like, there's a video of him working out, and the place looked a lot bigger than other hotel rooms. And then apparently it was his birthday, so CJ McCollum put balloons outside of his room, and on CJ McCollum's feet it said Presidential Suite. And when the NBA like grabbed some video of or images of it, they wiped out the Presidential Suite. So Dame is not living like the rest of them either.
Well, what do you think LeBron's living like?
Well, I'm sure he's living in the best room.
So
in the place.
He showed a picture of a big building there. Man, these guys have got it. Man, they got like 3 golf courses they can play. Yeah. They can fish all day. They've got, I mean, you want to talk about, and any of them that complain, I'm with Ja. Just shut up. My goodness. I know you guys are used to 5-star everything, but you guys got, it's what a bubble these guys are living in. Just shut up. Anyway, Austin was walking outside and he shows a gigantic house and it looked like, you know, somewhere like a hotel. And he goes, this is probably LeBron's all by himself. He ain't living like we are. And you know what? I'll bet Adam Silver. Hey, where do you want LeBron? How do you want to do this?
Do you think it was Adam? I think Adam Silver would love to have everyone the same. But I just think there's some players who...
No, that's what I'm saying. Adam Silver called LeBron and said, where do you want to live,
I think
dude?
It's an understanding that... Okay, because Dame was already kind of complaining. I don't want to come anyway. And all of a sudden, like...
He's
hey,
in the
guys.
Presidential suite.
And don't tell me they don't have nicer places in Disney. They obviously have stuff that you can pay for.
Absolutely.
More. And yeah, I think the best players are probably staying there. I bet James is maybe staying in one.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, James? You think James would... I don't know. No one would.
That does show that there's a difference.
He would say, with James, is this your place, suck?
Just type in Dame Lillard's suite, and they removed, the NBA removed Presidential Suite tag from his room, because that shows that one of their stars is living better than others.
Right, right. Well, and so if Dame is LeBron's in the Queen's suite.
In that house that apparently Austin Rivers found.
Apparently. And you know what? You better. If you ain't taking care of LeBron, NBA.
And I think it's less offensive to the players themselves than it would be to us. Not that we care specifically, but people who might be outraged about it. The players are like, we get it. It's not like he's not getting preferential treatment when we're not doing this.
Right.
So we're not surprised.
What do you think Tiger would get? And you know what? Patrick Cantlay, what are you going to say about it? Shut up.
Patrick Cantlay.
I got him this week. He better play well. Hope he's off to a good start right now.
Me too.
You know?
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. 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 We're all worried about it.
Know what I'm upset about, actually? Shipley's.
What?
The Shipley's near here.
What happened?
They're not making cake donuts right now.
What?
What?
They're like, sorry. I went in there this morning. I was
Did
more upset about that.
One?
That's No. They didn't have
Is that
cake
why
donuts.
You were late?
Yeah, that's why
you got the
spot. I went over to Shipley's, tried to get a couple chocolate frosted cake donuts, and I went, hey, you're not making cake donuts? No, we're not. We haven't done it for about 3 weeks now. It's like, what?
Because of the COVID? Oh,
I
because
guess
they're,
so.
They're loaded with COVID.
I don't know.
No, I think it's maybe demand is down. Maybe there's a, I know flour, the price of flour has gone up. Although all
Have
donuts
you heard
are
about
made with
this
flour.
Aluminum can thing that's going on?
No.
Apparently there's aluminum can shortage.
Oh, I did hear about that. They're not making certain types of.
Oh, they're not making any diet sodas.
Yeah, they are.
Anymore. No, not non-caffeinated. They're not making any.
Coke Zero.
The Coke Zero's caffeinated. They're not making any orange orange Sunkist, not making it. Now, I mean, nothing. Zero.
I saw the list in the Chronicle of, and it was like these off-brand ass sodas that I never, like Coke Life. What is Coke Life? I never even heard of that my whole life.
No.
Why would you be making that in the first place?
No one makes that. Like you know, A&W, Diet A&W root beer. We'll love that. We have to always have nothing.
God, that's for root beers for little kids.
Yeah.
And which little kid want a diet root beer?
No, it's for adults.
Root beer's not for adults.
Root beer is awesome, dude.
Root beer is officially not for adults.
The time. And orange. I love orange, a grape drink.
Orange is for children. You know how I know? Because my dad, when we had a Costco membership as a kid, he would load up an Orange Sunkist for me and my friends. We love him. You know, last time I had an Orange Sunkist, when I was like 15.
Well, guess what? You know, that's the last time I had it. The last time I could buy one.
Well, you're a child.
Where do you stand on Big Red, though?
I don't drink Big Red.
No one buys Big Red.
Ooh, yes, they do.
They do, but I don't drink it.
What about Grape?
Watch this.
What are you at on Grape?
Grape what? Sunkist or just Grape anything?
Nah.
Welch is Grape.
I've been on a Grape for the longest.
I'm all about Grape.
I may rock a Strawberry Fanta at some point, but
you're
rarely.
You're so basic.
No, you're drinking Grape. You're basic. What are you talking about?
This whole segment has been you being basic with your diet root beers. 713-780-3776. Watch the if you're in Team Big Red, come in.
You're not boozy.
I'm telling you right now.
You're drinking Orange Sunkiss. You're not boozy.
People will fight you over.
And so, by the way, so does Topo Chico. You suck.
I don't like it. I don't like
Big Red. He's crazy on Topo Chico.
I don't like it at all.
You don't even tell me about it. Don't come at Topo Chico.
Are you drinking LaCroix?
Nah, I have.
Yeah.
I have. It's all right. I like Topo Chico because it's got twice as much carbonation. That's why
I don't like carbonated water.
Neither do I. I don't like
carbonated water.
No one told y'all to buy it. They don't want your
business. No, I don't want it.
You're right.
I don't buy it.
They don't want your blood money.
Topo Chico sucks.
They don't want John's blood money.
You get paid by the NFL. You're the epitome of blood money.
Feeding the cartels, Lance. Go ahead.
We're the NFL. Rogers going to kneel.
Money. He gets paid by the NFL.
25. They're giving 250 million. We're kneeling.
No, they're hiding CTE scans. What are you talking about? Blood money.
That's old. That was before. That's Paul Tagliabue.
No way. Just fund El Chapo's defense. Keep on buying Topo Chico.
What? El Chapo never dealt with Topo Chico.
You don't know. You don't know that.
I don't know that for a fact.
No, you don't.
But you can't throw it out there, and then when he defends him, you don't know. But you don't know either. Where's your gavel?
Where is your
gavel? No. Can't be so late to the gavel.
Well, hey. Because you were too busy stealing parking spots.
So, listen, Skeeters. What? Skeeters baseball.
What?
You know, we're underway now with some Skeeters. And if you are looking to get out to a game, I would highly recommend going to Constellation Energy League. The league has started up, and you've got games. You got games going on there all the time. But here's the managers. They've got Petey and Cavilla. So I guess it is Kobe, Roger, Petey and Cavilla, and Greg Swindell,
and Dave Island.
So there's five managers.
Well, no, yeah, because Kobe and Roger on the same team.
Okay, and then Dave Island, and then you got a chance. To really take advantage of some great offers from the team. There's only 2,000 seats are allowed every game, so you're going to have a phenomenal seat and a phenomenal view every time out. And by the way, the weather is cooling down in the evenings over the next 7 or 8 days. It's going to be a lot cooler.
Yeah. Fireworks every Friday night and every Saturday and Sunday. They got giveaways as well, poster giveaways. Tickets start at just $9. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com. A lot of fun, a lot of great players. 21 players already reached the big leagues, 13 former first-round picks. SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you see Arsenal beat Liverpool's ass?
I did.
Iskelski, did you see that?
I did.
Iskelski, how'd that taste? Yeah, take a little bit of that. Jumping on. He's like, Iskelski's like a Lakers fan. Just jumps on when they're good. Jumps on Liverpool. Congratulations. Guess what?
Look at this.
Arsenal.
I'll bet you this is Team Big Red here. John wants to talk about Big Red. There's a whole Big Red army out there. My mother-in-law, Big Red. Patrick Feegis, who's one of the best pit masters here in the city of Houston. Whenever I went over and had he's on vacation this week. Whenever I went over and had his, God, what was it that he made where he had a Big Red reduction? It was like, it was a little bit of sweetness on top of it. He had grits. Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable. Let's get John in here real quick. What's up, John? How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Big Red is a big thing. And let me tell you, I'm 51. I'm about your age, Lance. Back in the day, you couldn't get it around Houston. They didn't have distributors around here. When we used to go on vacation, we actually used to stock up. Like, we'd go to New Braunfels in the San Antonio area, or mainly New Braunfels. They had it there for some reason. And, man, we would come back with, like, six cases to stock up on. And, you know, a lot of people, they see the red. They think it's strawberry. Another fact about Big Red, they think it's strawberry. It's not strawberry. It's kind of a little bit of a citrus, kind of vanilla cream soda flavor. It's not strawberry at all, not one bit. That's a big misnomer.
John, you should drink some Big Red. I think you'd like Big Red. I think Granada. I'm talking about Granada. Thanks.
It's really good, and it's well known. If you're eating barbecue, if you're on it drinking beer, Texans drink Big Red with eat their barbecue.
Did you know that, Granada?
If you're
not drinking beer with your barbecue, you drink Big Red.
I know there's a
Big Red community. I know that much. I don't see the Mr. Pibb community that much. Did Mr. Pibb just die? Is it still a... Every once in a while you go somewhere, like you go on a trip somewhere, and I remember when we went to Colorado, we stopped at this place. We stopped at this restaurant. We were eating outside on a patio because, you know, that's a climate where you can actually do that. And this lady, what do y'all want to drink? And Alec goes, I'll take a Dr. Pepper. She goes, we have Mr. Pibb. How about that? And he said, to his credit, yes. He said yes, even though he is like super finicky. I thought he would start crying when he heard there was a Mr. Pibb, which to me, Mr. Pibb is just bootleg Dr. Pepper. That's all that is.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what happened to it. But I didn't even know it was still around until she said, we've got Mr. Pibb.
Why don't you come into this, you know, century? It's a Pibb Extra now, sir.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's Coca-Cola. So I get.
So it's a Coke product.
So if it's a Coke. So if,
you ever see him?
No. I mean, I see him in, like, gas stations.
But you do?
Yeah, like in when you go in, you might want to get something. It's sometimes in there. If that gas station.
I haven't seen a Mr. Pibb in forever.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Yeah, but I've
never had a Mr. Pibb.
It's the Coca-Cola version of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I never had one.
You know, there's also a shortage of...
I ain't basic like that.
Yes, you are.
You just put out your basicness. Do you know there's also a shortage of coins, of change? Have you read that?
Like why is there even coins anymore?
Well, I don't know, but banks are running really low on this. They need nickels, dimes, pennies.
Really?
Because the flow of money has not been going...
Are they giving more? Like, are you giving 10 cents for a nickel?
Well, that's what I said. I got like a whole jar full of stuff. Yeah. Like, let me know if y'all start giving me
two times
the amount.
I mean, y'all need them. Let's go.
I can make this happen.
Huh? I'm in.
Supply and demand. I'm sorry. The demand's high for coins. Well, I'm going to raise my supplies. On the supply side, I'm going to raise my prices. But for some reason, the bank hasn't. They're like, no. No, $47 worth of coins is still $47. I'm like, hold on a second. I thought you had a demand problem. On the supply side, you can change your rates on CDs. You change your rates on interest rates, on home equity loans and whatnot. How come I can't change my rates on what these coins are worth?
Right, right.
Well, keep them then. We don't care. No, no, no. I'll take 1.5.
So today is Gary Anderson's birthday.
Who, the kicker?
Yeah. They're showing him beating the Oilers with a 50-yard field goal in the 89 AFC wild card. Do you remember that? Were you a Jerry Glanville guy?
Yeah, I kind of like Glanville.
Did you?
I was living in New Orleans at the time, and the whole House of Pain thing I thought was, you know, pretty cool.
The Elvis thing? You were down with that?
No, I didn't like all that dumb stuff. But then I got tired of the fact that he was just fine with 15-yard penalties all the time. Like, his teams had no discipline. You know, it's fun having the badass team and the Marauders and all that.
Well, it's fun if you're the Raiders and you're winning Super Bowls.
Well, and that was so long ago. Now they're just a team that consistently has too many penalties.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with the Oilers. Is they had all this talent, and they were kind of the badasses, and they were the Marauders, and they were like, we don't take any crap of anybody. We're just like our coach, Jerry Glanville. And then when you get a 15-yard penalty that's a backbreaker on a first down, you got a first down, but some offensive lineman grabs somebody by the face mask and threw him down, and that's coming back. Or you get a stop on third down, but somebody punches somebody in the nuts, and like, oh, great, 15-yard penalty. It's going the other way. You know, extended first downs. That gets old real quick. When you have a stupid team that makes stupid penalties, that whole Jerry Glanville stuff got played out pretty quick. I did like him for a little while, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he's kind of like Buddy Ryan was, only Buddy was more. Jerry Glanville was kind of a cartoon character. Buddy Ryan was just a surly coach.
Yeah. Well, Buddy Ryan was a great coordinator. As a head coach, not so much. He was a good coach, but not great like he was as a coordinator.
Right.
He was perfect there. He was perfect there. Of course, he got the spotlight, and egos got in the way. 753 ESPN.
Well, when you go off the... Yeah, you mean in Chicago where the players were carrying him off the field on their shoulders?
Well, but...
That's a weird deal.
Wait a minute. The players used to run off the field and go tell the offense. When the offense was coming onto the field, the players used to go, hold him. Okay, just hold him.
Yeah, but
just make sure you don't screw this up, guys.
It's never good when your coordinator also is actively creating dissension on your team.
No, right.
Between the units. And that's what he did with the Oilers. Yeah. That's what he did with the Bears. Yeah.
But guess what?
Buddy Ryan was just a problem. He's a troublemaker.
Yeah, and had the greatest defense of all time.
No, they were killers now.
Yeah. I mean, so... Yeah, you got to put up with that. There's no question about that. So it looks like it's going to be Verlander, Greinke, McCullers, Josh James, and Fromber.
Now, we got to see what Lance has. We got to see what Josh has. He hasn't proven himself as a starter at all. And then Fromber's had limited. That's a little nerve wracking.
What's a little nerve-wracking is that Presley has got some arm issues. So does Austin. We'll see. Joe Smith doesn't look like he's going to be around. It's starting to get a little worrisome right now. If Presley is hurt and can't go, holy crap, that bullpen.
This is a light bullpen. It's inexperienced, too.
Wow. It is going to be, because they've got elbow issues. They've got shoulder issues. Austin Pruitt is dealing with right elbow inflammation. Peacock has a bad shoulder.
How does that happen with all this time off?
Presley's got a right index finger blister, which, although it takes a while for that crap to go away.
How are there elbow and shoulder issues with all this time off? Is it just a matter of trying to do too much too soon in the warm-ups? Like, you've been off this time. Of course, you've still been working.
There was a problem in there before. You never know. Brian Abreu might be called into action. And, Fromber was okay. Fromber had a 5.86 last year. Fromber had, he flashed. But he really, really struggled too at times. So his stuff looks good this preseason. But Urquidy being gone is terrible. Christian Javier is a real Cy Snead probably is with the big club.
Oh, he's going to have to be. We might run out of numbers.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But I think having your first name Cy as a pitcher in the big leagues is a little bit too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
It's way too much pressure.
The real concern is also that you look at the numbers and you say, in terms of your pitching staff, and you say, you better hope there's no coronavirus outbreaks because you already don't have a bullpen.
Well,
like your bullpen's potentially, that's not true. You do have a bullpen, but your bullpen right now is it was already a little underdeveloped with Josh James moving out of there, with Joe Smith opting out. Like, there's some concerns. There's some concerns. Will Harris isn't there. I guess Devo's there. Devo has had his moments in regular seasons. You just can't count on him at all in the playoffs.
Well, in the regular season, he's fallen off as well. So, my goodness. No, it is looking... Urquidy is a key to this whole thing because you plug him in as the fourth starter. Now everybody gets bumped back down. Presley having a blister is devastating. Dude, just do not pick up anything with that finger for the next week. This is it's only 60 games. There's only 60 flipping games. You can't afford to have these guys hurt. Austin Pruitt, get that shoulder back. Or elbow back. And Peacock, let's go. 758 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about Chastain Ford. There's one of my peeps over there since 1933. Now, I haven't known him since then. But I have known them for years here in the city of Houston. Big U of H. They love U of H. So all you U of H people, this is your dealership. But everybody, this is your dealership because they're the number one commercial Ford truck dealer in the city of Houston. And that is saying something a bunch for a dealership that probably you hadn't heard of. And they've been around since 1933. That is telling you that the business people who care more about them are so worried about their money, so worried about that bottom line. They're the ones that they trust the most to get them into the vehicles that they need. And there's so many examples. Patrick told me there's a lot of buyers that want to buy a certain truck for their job. And we're like, that's not what that truck does. Here, trust us. Try this truck. And that's why when you can trust somebody, and that's what you can with Chastain Ford. And on the other side, 72 months interest-free payments, 84 months on 2019 F-150s. That's 7 years, no interest payments, nothing down, no payments for 6 months. It's unbelievable what's going on right now. So if you're looking for that new car or truck, this is one of the best times to buy ever at Chastain Ford. You can buy online as well, ChastainFord.com, or at Homestead, not Hempstead, all right, on 610. You're looking for the best dealership in the city. It's Chastain Ford.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.